97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Police say the suspect sped away in the stolen car and led officers on a pursuit that ended on Penrose. Several boys got away, but police took the driver, just 16 years old, into custody. They say they arrested the same boy Tuesday night after he allegedly carjacked an Uber driver a mile away on Kennerly.
These back-to-back violent crimes highlight the continued challenges that our community faces, though, especially when it comes to violent crimes involving juveniles.
You know, I know a number of people who are police officers in the city and the county and a lot of other counties around the area for that matter, but they're all frustrated by this. They all share that frustration of the St. Louis Police Department that they catch juveniles and then they catch them again the next night because there is no teeth involved in the law here. We're fortunate enough to have Chief Kurt Friz with us from St. Charles County right now. And Chief, how you been?
Doing well, Mark. Thanks. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes this morning. You know, I looked at your release that you put out here from the Law Enforcement Legislative Coalition, which I think you head up right now. And this is something that's, I'm sure, been on your radar for a while.
It has been. We're made up of chiefs all across the state of Missouri and some private sector folks and lobbyists. And we come up with our legislative priorities. We're well ahead of the 2026 legislative session. So this is our top priority for the 2026 legislative session. We're already talking to Attorney General Bailey and starting to network with some of the legislators to let them know that we need to see a change in our juvenile justice system.
I know you talked about the point system being very broken because these teens are like Mark was just saying, they're getting let out way too early. What changes would you like to see? What do you think would help with this issue that we're seeing across the St. Louis region?
Well, you know, the problem we have is if you commit a serious crimes against a person, an assault, you need to be detained. Right now, if you're not in the system, I mean, you haven't been caught doing anything yet, you don't have any points, and you go out and shoot somebody, and there's an incident where a year and a half ago, a St. Louis City police officer shot up by a juvenile, they apprehended him, and they were told to take him home because he didn't have any points. And because that only qualifies you for 12 points, shooting at a police officer or shooting at anybody only gets you 12 points. So it doesn't qualify them for detention under this current point system. So it's a catch and release system that it just doesn't work.
How do you make that 100 points? I mean, I don't know what you're asking for here, but I mean, how much worse could it be if they'd actually killed the officer? Would they have been detained?
Yeah, in that case, they would have.
Yeah,
been.
Well.
Unfortunately, is that what it takes? I mean, I think, you know, we're looking for more common sense legislation that any serious crimes against persons or stealing of an automobile, any serious felony, they need to be detained until they have a hearing and determine a course of action moving forward.
Chief, is there any common sense conversation here about maybe reducing the age of what we consider to be a juvenile? I mean, is it now 18? I mean, should it be 16? Should it be 15? Because to your point and to the story Channel 5 did, this kid, it was, I think, 14 or 15, and they know they can get away with it.
Well, and to be honest, a few years ago, Missouri had to raise the age because it was 17, and they raised the age to 18, and frankly, it worked pretty well at 17. So I personally would like to see it back at 17. I don't know that we'll be able to get that accomplished, but what we're also not seeing is certifying juveniles as adults that are committing these serious assaults and crimes against persons. We need to see more certification as adults, especially when they're 17 years old.
Chief, did I see, too, that the different jurisdictions don't have access to a teen's criminal record? So if you arrest someone in St. Charles County, if they committed a crime, even a felony, you know, say within the last year in a different jurisdiction, you wouldn't have access to all that information?
Yeah, that's correct. Unlike an adult, which we have access to that information, in the juvenile system, we don't have that. So we don't know. We're kind of flying blind.
I understand. We're talking to Chief Kurt Friz, St. Charles County. I understand the long-standing argument that you need to protect these kids who make minor mistakes so it doesn't follow them their entire life, but we're at a different time in a different place these days. I think there has to be some acknowledgement of that. Who's pushing back against this, Chief? Do you know? Is it child advocates? I mean, who's fighting you on this?
Yeah, I think that's what we'll find. You know, we're very early into this. We're trying to get in front of the as we get into the legislative session. So we're well in front of this. So we don't know what kind of pushback. I do imagine exactly what you just said. There's going to be some child advocacy groups pushback on this. The same people that push for a raise the age and this point system that doesn't work. I think we're going to find some resistance, and that's when we get deep into the legislative session. We'll find out who that's going to be.
How do you see this whole thing playing out? I mean, legislatively, you're talking about some changes that need to be made, but what's the likelihood that this can actually happen in, you know, in a timely fashion?
I think we're going to get something. We'll get something out of this. We're organized between the Missouri Police Chiefs Association, the LELC, the Sheriff's Association. You know, we're doing a collective effort on this to have an all hands on deck approach. And so we're going to have a unified voice across the state of Missouri to accomplish this. So we're going to have a lot of state legislators, state senators that are going to support us.
Chief, I know you've got experience in St. Louis County, and now you've been in St. Charles County. I mean, this crosses city lines, right? I mean, this problem is everywhere.
Yeah, it does. And in fact, what's interesting is when we see juveniles come out here to St. Charles County, the 15-point rule can be left to interpretation. So our juvenile justice administrator out here, she feels like there's enough latitude in the law to, if it's a weapon involved or an automobile, stealing an auto, they can detain them. And what we're finding, these kids from St. Louis City or St. Louis County that come out here to St. Charles County, they're detaining them. And so we're keeping them. And these kids are having a fit when they find out it's not a catch and release program in St. Charles County.
Don't mess around.
Which I think is great.
Yeah.
And then until they get their hearing. So if they do it on a Friday, they're not going to get a hearing until Monday or Tuesday. And so they're going to stay the weekend with us. And they don't come back and commit a crime out in St. Charles County. So that shows it's effective.
Is the 15 points, is that the most? Is that like a murder? Or what do you have to do to get the most points, the highest number?
Well, as it breaks down, you know, points 1 through 9 are the child should be released. 10 through 14, alternative other than detention should be taken. That means pretty much send them home, maybe an ankle monitor at best, and a score of 15 or above. So there is a, I don't know where the point system goes north of that, but, you know, the problem is, like I said, a serious assault on a person, you stab someone, you shoot somebody, that's only 12 points. So if you're not in the system, I mean, you haven't been caught yet doing anything. Technically, they don't have to detain you.
Hmm. Chief Kurtz,
that's ridiculous.
Is with us this morning. I got about a minute left here. Are you calling for any increase in penalty against the parents? Because that's a big problem. If they were held accountable for this, maybe that would fix part of the issue.
Well, yeah, and I think that needs to be part of the conversation, because a lot of times that's where the problem starts, is at home, and that's unfortunate. And but yeah, there needs to be some accountability. Just sending these kids home doesn't always resolve the issue, because what a lot of us know is responsible parenting is not always the case. So that definitely needs to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, very true. Chief, we appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with this. We'll follow it as we get closer to December and January and the session gets started again.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much.